Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear someone talking on the radio about a competition.
I want to tell you about a very exciting short story competition. It's for 16-year-olds, so if you are one or know one, listen carefully. There are some brilliant prizes. 3 stories will win a camera, but the best story will win a computer. A fantastic prize, I'm sure you'll agree. There are some special things to say about the story. It must be 750 words exactly. 800 is too many, and 700 is too few. It can be a funny story or a happy story, but there's one word you have to use, and that's snow. So your story could take place in winter, or in the mountains, perhaps. You must send your story to us by the 19th of June. It's the 3rd of June now, so you have 2 weeks to get the perfect story ready. Upload your story to our website. It's www.caro.com. I'll spell that for you. CARROW. You can see all the details of the competition there, too.
Now listen again.
I want to tell you about a very exciting short story competition. It's for 16-year-olds, so if you are one or know one, listen carefully. There are some brilliant prizes. 3 stories will win a camera. But the best story will win a computer. A fantastic prize, I'm sure you'll agree. There are some special things to say about the story. It must be 750 words exactly. 800 is too many, and 700 is too few. It can be a funny story or a happy story, but there's one word you have to use, and that's snow. So your story could take place in winter, or in the mountains, perhaps. You must send your story to us by the 19th of June. It's the 3rd of June now, so you have 2 weeks to get the perfect story ready. Upload your story to our website. It's www.caro.com. I'll spell that for you. CARROW. You can see all the details of the competition there, too.
That is the end of part 2.